If you have ever donated plasma or are going to donate plasma, I want to hear about it in the comments. Plasma is something that I feel very passionate about because it's something that has saved my life. I do it every other week, and I will do it every other week for the rest of my life. I also have a sister that does plasma. It's actually called immunoglobulin therapy that we do, but it's spun from plasma, and plasma donors keep me alive. My sister is not to the extreme that I am, but it does help her, and it keeps her healthy. So, shout out to all the plasma donors. You guys, I cannot thank you enough. You guys mean more to me than you will ever know, because my life is dependent on you. And I just want to teach you a little bit about plasma and what it is. Plasma is the liquid portion of our blood. Approximately 55% of our blood is plasma, and the other 45% is red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets that are suspended in the plasma. Plasma is about 92% water, and it contains 7% vital proteins like albumin, gamma globin, and anti-hemophilic factors. It also has 1% minerals, sugars, fats, hormones, and vitamins. It has four main functions of the body, which are to transport most of the CO2 in the body, ensure fluidity of the blood, transports nutrients and cellular waste products, and transports antibodies. Did you know that it takes over 130 plasma donations to treat one patient with primary immune deficiency for a year? It takes 10 to 40 plasma donations to create a single dose of immunoglobulin, and 1,500 to 50,000 units of plasma to go into a single batch. Your plasma regenerates quickly. With proper hydration and a healthy diet, your blood volume should return to normal within 48 hours of a donation. Donations can help such a broad range of people. It is used to treat individuals who are experiencing severe traumas, burns, or shock. It helps boost the patient's blood volume, which can prevent shock and helps blood clotting. It's also used in intravenous immunoglobulin plasma and can be used for immunoglobulin therapy. This treats conditions including myositis, lupus, Still's disease, idiopathic arthritis, vasculitis, Sjogren's disease, and many people with primary immune deficiencies. We're also using plasma for COVID now and so many other things that I know that I'm missing. There's just so much to cover that I can't cover at all. And did you know that you can get compensated for your time when you go donate plasma? Yes, you actually get paid for it. You get paid for it and you save lives, you help people, and there's nothing better than that. So again, shout out to all the plasma donors. If you've donated plasma, if you're going to go donate plasma, comment in the box below.